Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Lucky Drum, an adaptation of a Ugandan folktale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by Kelsey Lee. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lucy and Abraham and their family from Albuquerque, Kama, Carissa, and Michaela and their family, Amelia, Kira, and Thor and their family, Azora and Jaden and their family, Katie, Tyndall, Emily, and Woods and their family, Devin and Bryn and their family, and Kaylee, Hannah, and Quinn and their family from Bloomington, Minnesota. Thank you so much, Quinn, Hannah, Kaylee, Bryn, Devin, Woods, Emily, Tyndall, Katie, Jaden, Azora, Thor, Kira, Amelia, Michaela, Carissa, Kama, Abraham, and Lucy. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. And thank you to today's sponsor, Kind Snacks, another part of what makes it possible for us to continue producing fun stories for our listeners. When it comes to packing your kids' lunchbox in the morning, the struggle is real. You might not have the time to cut fruit in star shapes, but you can still be a hero. Introducing Kind Kids Bars. Kind Kids Bars have 25% less sugar than the leading kids' granola bar and come in flavors kids love, like chewy chocolate chip and chewy honey oat. And they're made with ingredients you can recognize and pronounce. Now that's a lunchbox win. Kind is offering Stories Podcast listeners a special offer so you can try Kind Kids Bars. Go to kindsnacks.com/stories and enter code STORIES at checkout to receive 20% off your order of Kind Kids Bars. That's kindsnacks.com/stories with code STORIES at checkout. Full offer terms are available at the link in the description.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you could explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
The Lucky Drum. Once upon a time, on the shores of Lake Victoria, there was a village of animals. There were giant elephants and slender antelopes, sleek leopards and roaring lions, swinging chimps and mud-rolled hippos, and of course, the python and the lizard. You see, every year on the hottest day of the year, there would be a great feast day. All the animals would come together and celebrate, eating and laughing and watching Python and Lizard perform. Python was the best dancer. He could move his body in tight coils or long rippling waves like the sea. And Lizard was the best singer, with a voice so sweet and bright, they could hardly believe it came out of her scaly body. So Python would dance and Lizard would sing. And in between, they would play a booming drum. The drum was an artfully smoothed tree stump covered with a tightly stretched hide, and when played, it seemed to always find a pleasant beat. The lucky drum belonged to the python, but he would share it with Lizard so they could play for each other. Lizard would keep a good beat while Python danced, and Python would play a backing beat for the lizard's songs. One year, Lizard sang a song for her friend Monkey, and the other animals joined in on the chorus.
Monkey went up the mountain, went up to the mountain. Monkey went up the mountain, searching for a banana.
Monkey looked high and low, looked high and low. Monkey looked high and low, searching for a banana.
Monkey went up the mountain, went up to the mountain. Monkey went up the mountain, searching for a banana.
Monkey found one growing, he found one growing. Monkey found one growing, he found a banana.
Monkey went up the mountain, went up to the mountain. Monkey went up the mountain, searching for a banana.
Monkey felt joy, oh joy, oh. Felt joy, oh joy, oh. Monkey felt joy, oh joy, oh. And he ate the banana.
Monkey went up the mountain, went up to the mountain. Monkey went up the mountain, searching for a banana.
After the song and the great feast day, a neighboring village went to find Lizard. They liked her monkey song and drumming so much that they wanted her to come and perform for them. She, of course, agreed and promised to head over the next day. Lizard then went to find Python. She knew he was very protective of his drum and wouldn't let her take it on a trip to the other village, so she decided to lie to her friend instead. It wasn't a very nice thing to do, but Lizard was feeling very proud after being invited to perform, and she was too interested in herself to worry over much about Python's feelings. "Hello, Python," she said when she found him practicing his dance moves among the tall grass. "I was wondering if I could take your drum back to my cave for a couple of days. I want to practice so I can give you an even better dancing beat next time we perform." "Well," said the python slowly, "if you're only going nearby to your cave and nowhere else, I guess it's okay, but make sure you're extra careful." "Thank you," cried Lizard, already picking up the drum. "I'll take good care of it, I promise." Lizard took the drum and headed off to the neighboring village. Python watched her go, nervous but trusting his friend. The lizard made it to the neighboring village and put on a show of drumming and singing for them. The animals loved it so much, they made her perform it again and again and again. With every encore, the lizard grew prouder and prouder, and soon she thought to herself that she must be the greatest performer in all of Uganda. Meanwhile, back home, 3 days had passed. Python went to find Lizard to get his drum back. She wasn't in her cave under the hot rock, though, and she wasn't in the shade of her favorite tree, and she wasn't by the waterfall or the shores of Lake Victoria, either. The python looked all over until he ran into 2 chimpanzees, the mother chimp picking bugs out of her son's fur and popping them into her mouth. "Hello, friends," said the python. "I'm looking for Lizard. Have you seen her?" The mother chimp shook her head, but the boy spoke up right away. "I saw her with the lucky drum heading to the neighbor village. She said she was invited to perform and was going to impress them all with her voice and drumming." The python was surprised. Would his friend really lie to him? To find out for sure, he went to the path along the river that led to the other village. There he waited for hours until he heard Lizard coming down the trail, singing as she went. "I'm up atop the mountain, up atop the mountain, I'm up atop the mountain with all the rest below me." "Lizard, you lied to me," shouted Python. Lizard was so startled that she bolted up the nearest tree. Python came after her, so she went far, far up, in the branches that hung over the water. They were long and thin and spindly, so she knew the heavy python wouldn't be able to follow her. "Get down here and give me back my lucky drum," called Python. Lizard was feeling very full of herself from her performance in the neighboring village. "No, I play it better than you do anyway. I can use my hands and tail both to drum, and you can only use your tail. I'm better, and I should keep the lucky drum. You're just jealous." "Jealous? Lizard, it's my drum. I thought we were friends. Please, just give it back." But Lizard didn't give it back. Instead, she played it in the tree, taunting her friend. Python was sad to lose his drum, but even sadder to lose his friend. He turned and started home, but he was stopped on the way by the termite queen. "Python, so good to see you," she said. "All of us termites are having a party. Would you do us the honor of dancing for us?" Python started to say no, but then an idea occurred to him. "Queen, I would be happy to dance for your party, but would you do me a favor in return?" Of course, the termite queen agreed, and a short while later, the python returned to the lizard's tree. She was still there, playing the drum and singing to tease the python. "I'm up here in the trio, up here in the trio, I'm up here in the trio, and you can't get me, no. So just let me be, oh, just let me be, oh, so just let me be, oh, the drum belongs to me, oh." Python sighed. "I'll ask you one more time, and only because we were good friends for so long. Please, give me back my lucky drum." "No way," Lizard said back. "I'm the better performer, and everyone loves me. I should keep the drum." "All right, then, if that's what you want." Python then called out for the termite queen. Like an amber wave, they boiled out of the ground. 12 termites, 100, 1,000. They flowed up the base of Lizard's tree and began to eat, and eat, and eat. "Hey," Lizard called, "cut that out. What are you doing?" The termites ate and ate, and soon the tree began to groan and crackle, the termites eating away the wood of its trunk until it burst under its own weight with a sharp crack. The tree fell into the river, taking Lizard and the lucky drum with it. Python struck out with that lightning speed that all snakes have. Quick as blinking, he had wrapped his tail around his drum and pulled it back to shore.
"Help! I can't swim!"
Python looked into the river, and there was Lizard, splashing miserably in the current. If no one helped, Lizard would soon be washed downstream and pulled under the swiftly flowing water. Python hesitated a second. He hadn't known Lizard couldn't swim. He was still mad about her trying to steal his drum, but he couldn't just let her be washed away.
"Hold on!"
Python struck out again, this time wrapping himself around Lizard and trying to pull her to shore. Unfortunately, Lizard was heavier than the drum, and Python had trouble. For a moment, it seemed that they would both be pulled under the swiftly flowing river.
"Hold on!"
Python stretched and wrapped the other end of his body around a thick tree trunk and then pulled with all his might. Lizard let out a little squeak as she was squeezed in Python's coils, but eventually she was dragged onto shore. She lay there with Python for a moment, both of them panting and breathless. "Thanks for saving me," Lizard said when she got her breath back. "I'm sorry I lied and tried to steal your drum."
"It's okay," Python said, laughing a little. "Sorry about your eyes."
You see, when Python had pulled Lizard to shore, the squeezing was so tight it had made Lizard's eyes bulge out. That's why today, still, many lizards have big, bulging eyes. They're all related to the lizard who tried to steal the lucky drum. It's also why today, still, snakes are very distrustful. They watch anyone who approaches very, very carefully, and they never lend out their things, especially not their drums, and especially not to lizards. The end.
Today's story, The Lucky Drum, was an adaptation of a Ugandan folktale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by Kelsey Lee. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.